Well, pardon me.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, kids of all ages. How you doing? It's Randy with the Flea Show.
I'm Franz von Beaver. Welcome to the news.
How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing pretty good, Randy.
I'm doing, well, you didn't ask me, but I'm doing real good myself. I want to bring up a couple of things right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Thanks for everybody for listening. I'm a big asparagus eater. I eat asparagus almost every day.
Really?
And I love buying the name brand asparagus because it is fresh and tender.
Oh, yeah.
In the can.
Yeah.
And I bought some Libby's asparagus here recently, fresh cut, mm-hmm. and it was very tough and nasty. So
really?
I emailed them, and I got a letter from them today.
Wow.
I actually got a letter from them and a thank you, we're sorry letter.
Oh,
which
wow.
was very nice. And a check.
Wow.
I got a check, and I never even told them how much I paid for the asparagus. I paid $3 for the asparagus. They sent me a check for $5, so it pays
oh, wow.
to eat asparagus.
Top notch.
And thank you to the Seneca Company and also to Libby's. The other thing I wanted to bring up was in Michigan, Steve had sent an email saying, love listening to you guys,
mm-hmm.
and his dog dry humps every time he hears Ken's voice.
Well, that's how my girlfriends usually react.
So thanks, Steve, there in Michigan, for listening. Holler back to you.
Oh, definitely.
Lots of stuff going on in the news, lots of crazies, lots of fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got a great story to tell.
Well, apparently, this is a case of rich, crazy people having too much money.
Excuse me.
Apparently, Tom Cruise is building an underground bunker for the impending alien invasion.
And where are those aliens coming from?
They're from outer space. Apparently, according to Scientology, their master, Xenu, not Xena, the warrior princess, Xenu, is the leader of the alien species that will come back, invade Earth, and harvest their crop. And if you're underground or you are a Scientologist, you will not be taken back with them.
Harvest what crop?
Us humans.
The human crop.
The human crop.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm called crazy for believing in the Jeebus.
And what is Xena's, is it Xena?
Xenu.
Xena.
I think, yeah.
Xenu.
Yeah.
What is Xenu's favorite crop? It's got to be Americans.
I think so, because we got the extra, we got the tasties in us.
Well, we're larger
yeah,
than,
we are. We
than
got,
the
can,
rest of the world.
You know, we're like chicken. Or actually, we're like the beef. We're like the beef because
right.
we got all the extra, you know, we're tender and we're, tasty.
Right, so Xenu's looking down right now going, yummy.
Here we come.
Americans.
And the sad thing is, though, we all laugh at this, but when it actually happens, we're all going to be like, Tom Cruise was right.
So who's Tom taking with him down in the bunker?
Apparently hostage Katie Holmes. That's how I refer to her from now on. Not like Katie Holmes actress, Katie Holmes wife. Katie Holmes hostage.
Day 700 of the Katie Holmes hostage situation.
And probably their child.
That is just that's just too,
that was the topper.
Too wacky.
That tops out anything OJ's done in the last couple weeks.
OJ, you know, once you start thinking about it, OJ has been active and erupting all year long.
He has.
It all started back in, was it February that Anna Nicole Smith
That's
passed
right.
away?
Yeah.
When OJ came out and said that he was the father of mm-hmm. the baby.
And we all laughed at him, but there actually is a history between him and Anna Nicole Smith.
There is. It's a brief history.
Yes, yeah.
But
that's all it takes, though, is a brief history.
Right. this has been proven.
Yeah.
And also, like in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High,
yes.
just took that one. Anyway, we're jumping around like fleas here.
Uh-huh.
But he, again, in May, was thrown out of a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
a steakhouse. A chop house, slash house,
OJ
in Louisville. Yeah. There at the horse race thing that goes on takes place. That's a big thing down there, I guess.
It is. It's a big party. It's a big party. Even OJ likes it.
I guess they have a horse race in Louisville every year.
Yeah.
And I guess they have a race in Indianapolis too.
Mm-hmm.
And
cars, I think.
And Satan Manning with the Indianapolis Colts. They play football there too.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, but OJ's been erupting all year long. Now look at him go. So.
I wonder if this has been planned out by OJ. Like OJ was like, you know what? I'm not in the news. I can't find the real killer. Let's go do something crazy.
Yeah, since I can't get this book out and get some money off of it.
I can tell my true story to E! Television.
Dennis Rodman cited for a battery for a slapping some fine young barmaid on the rear.
The thing I don't get about, like, I understand, okay, he's a big guy, he might have hurt you. It's just, you know, it happens in bars, you know. Unless, like, he punched her, then I would say, okay, then he assaulted her. But are we surprised Dennis Rodman's assaulting women?
I would, yeah.
Well, I mean, for the whole part of
He makes me nervous.
Oh, I think so. If anyone was going to make you nervous, I think the last two people we've talked about, OJ and Dennis Rodman, if I'm sitting in a room and those two walk in, new pants, please.
And we have somebody here that works with us that runs like Dennis Rodman.
Yes. We look forward to it every
high
Monday.
Knee kick. One arm hanging out, slung up. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Slapping Luke Longley on the ace.
Michael Vick is being punished, of course, and then he comes down and couldn't pass his piss test because he's smoking marijuana.
Well, what else is he going to do in his free time now that the dog's been taken away from him? He has nothing else but to do but get high.
You think he might have heard this? Ear dog.
Yeah. But he's getting more charges put up against him by the state now.
Right. The state's taking action.
He had the federal charges, and the state charges could add. That's a totally separate thing. That could be like 10 years, they said.
Right.
Which I doubt he'll get all 10 years.
Let's see. What else is going on? Hillary Clinton's out there.
She's doing her thing.
She's doing her thing. Bill's doing his thing.
Yeah. Bill, I don't want Hillary Clinton to become president. I'm not going to get in political things, but
please don't.
It would be awesome if Bill Clinton was back in there.
I'll whip it out and zip it up again.
Because the stories, I wonder. I mean, Bill Clinton's got to be one of those guys who's like, oh, I hope she wins. I can get back in there. I know where my cigars are at.
Well, yeah, walk around the White House
in a row,
naked.
It's gonna be like the Playboy Mansion, except with nukes.
Oh man.
It's gonna be JFK all over again in the White House.
Well, who was that? Janet. We need to get Janet Reno back in here.
She's a big gal.
You know what? If Janet Reno is going down on you, what's one thing you don't do?
What?
Look down.
Yeah.
Oh man. They call her Reno. I'll whip it out and zip it up again.
Oh, Billy Bob.
Oh, anyway, what else is going on? Not much.
Not too much going on. Paris Hilton is going to Rwanda, apparently to spread some more disease over there.
Spread what?
Apparently there's not enough disease over there already.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton's going over there and going to give him even more.
Maybe she could. Maybe they have a lot of bird food over there since she's got a big pecker.
Well, she's used to big peckers.
Yeah, she went out with her locker. So, yeah. Could you imagine that?
There's one. You know she's coming back with a baby. That's the whole thing. She's going to adopt a child. She wants to be like Angelina Jolie now.
And one more thing. We're getting ever closer, Ken, to our personal favorite star quarterback actually getting in the game since Rex Grossman is gone from the Bears now.
Interceptosaurus Rex.
Greasy is in the game,
yes.
But there's always that chance that something could happen, and Kyle,
yeah,
get in the game,
yeah, our boy Kyle.
If he does, it's a blowout.
Oh yeah, I want Kyle Orton to play so bad, just because we've talked about this before. I want him on the sideline, drunk as always.
Yes.
The camera pans over to him. He has the deer in the headlights look with a bottle. An empty bottle of Jack Daniels. Coach, I'm ready to get her done.
Oh,
neck, beard,
man.
And all.
Slack Jaw Orton is in the game. Now quarterback
it.
For the Chicago Bears.
The thing is, I would love it. He would do like a Brett Favre where they'd be down like 28-0 at halftime, and a drunken Kyle Orton comes in, and they win 31-28.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Go Orton.
I was telling you yesterday about this. On the Bears website, apparently, they have all these like weird questions like, what's your favorite food? Kyle Orton's favorite vacation spot? Purdue.
I love that. He's such a great guy.
Oh, he is.
All right, that's it for the Flea Show. This is Randy saying so long.
Ken saying fleas to you.
Oh, this is one fine day to be nude. Yeah, this is one fine day to be nude. The birds are saying, Clinton, have a wonderful spring. And people walking by can stop and look at my thing. Oh, this is one fine day.
Liberal chubby chaser!
Oh, well, if you can't laugh at yourself.